This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf is with us each and every weekday morning at this time. We got a chance to look at the weekend numbers yesterday with the press release, the joint COVID-19 press release. 21 cases on Saturday, 16 cases on Sunday, 9 cases on Monday, so a total of 46 over the weekend into yesterday. I think the 9 looks good. The 21 and the 16 aren't great. And as we look at hospitalizations are up 3 or 4. We're just so close. And I got to tell you, even in my own personal life, I feel like people are just giving in a little bit more day by day. And we've talked about the 20-yard line, the 15-yard line, the 10-yard line. We just have to persevere. And I know it's hard. And I know it's incredibly tough. And I know people are just absolutely weary of all of this. But we're almost there.
Yeah, Brian, we are. And, you know, it's kind of natural. We've put in more than a year of this because, you know, it was like March 9th that everything shut down and the world kind of changed for everybody. And it's kind of like we didn't expect to be where we are right now with a vaccine. So, you know, in many respects, we're ahead of the game, but it is the letting down of the guard from the folks that are just not just vaccine hesitant. Because when I think of hesitant, that's somebody who's really kind of contemplating it, kind of trying to make up their mind whether they think it's a good idea. There are just so many people out there that I'm kind of disappointed in, frankly, because they need to be leading this charge and making sure that we get as many people in our community, in our county, vaccinated, because the reality of it is everybody wants to be back to life again. We want everything back. We can only get there if we all get in this together, get the vaccines, and create herd immunity. We can't do it where we are now. We just can't.
No. Well, unless you just let it run rampant again and kill a whole lot more people. There's no way. And I see stuff from people that I know and I respect. And you'll see social media posts about this state or that state, or these people are smart and everybody else is dumb. And then you watch things about the way the world has been impacted. Yesterday, the USA is boosting, this do not travel thing for like 80% right. of the world. This isn't an Illinois thing or even a United States of America thing.
No, and look, it's nobody's fault this happened, okay? Had it been managed a little bit differently, we might be in a different spot. However, I've got to give kudos to the government for doing everything possible to get a vaccine here way earlier than any of us thought. And we've talked about this before. When the governor unveiled his, you know, multi-step phase, what, you know, there were so many phases and things that made me insane. But, we looked at that, you know, the phase 5, which was basically life back to normal. We had to get a vaccine for us to get there. And it seemed like that was going to be 2 years away. Well, here we are. We've got the vaccine. We have climbed all, we've taken everything we had to do, were the frustrations over not having enough vaccine. Now we have it, and we need to give it, make sure people are getting it. You know, we do have this population of 16 and up that are now eligible. They need to be, I believe they still, if Pfizer is the only one that they can take. In the paper this morning about, and I'm sure you've got it online, as to, you know, there's a Moderna clinic at the health department and a Pfizer clinic this week. Call and get your kids scheduled. You know, high school kids, we're talking, you know, juniors and seniors, let's get them vaccinated because, you know, they mingle. They do sports. They are around each other. It's not even that you would keep it, you know, stuck in one school because these kids all know each other. You know, some of these schools have, you know, sports teams they share. They're friends. They're boyfriends and girlfriends. And you can just see the outbreak that could happen in a minute. And we've seen a little bit of that. Hopefully not much, but it's there. So if you please get your kids vaccinated if they are of age. And you do have to have a parent with you, but let's get it done.
Yeah, it's the only way to any sort of return to normal, whatever that means. And I think some things will have changed forever that because of this thing being an accelerator to everything. But we've got Crossing, you've got HSHS, you know, you've got DMH working with Crossing, you have the health department, you have Dale Southlake Pharmacy, you know, you have Walgreens. I mean, the accessibility is there. And if we don't use these vaccines, they're going to be returned.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we often complain about, you know, Chicago gets everything. Well, Chicago's about to get our vaccine. Just make no mistake about that, because they are in desperate need of additional supply, kind of like we were a month ago. So, you know, don't be whining about it, because we have done everything possible to bring this community back to where we want to be, but we cannot do it as leaders in the healthcare community, as leaders in the city and county. We can't do it if you aren't willing to do your part. Your part is to get the shot in the arm, take care of it, be a grown up, get it done. Let's get our lives back.
I don't know what else to say other than yes. All right, what happened last night at the council meeting?
Well, we had a lot going on. We bought some, you know, sewer trucks, which are pretty exciting and pretty expensive. We worked on some water main projects. One of the more exciting things is fire station number 7. We're moving ahead with plans to build it just off of Route 36 East. Now, keep in mind, when the fire station was initially built at the airport that we're in now, that we share space with the park district, we didn't have as much growth on the south side of the railroad tracks. And trains don't stop all that often, but you know, if you're the one who needs a fire truck, it's one time is too often, because it's, you know, you have to get fire trucks from much further away. I mean, you've got all of the growth in the Walmart area. You've got a couple of, you know, assisted living facilities that are close in right in there. You've got a lot of growth in that area. So, you know, we did a big study a few years ago about what makes the most sense about where fire stations ought to be located in order to have the best response time. Also working on getting our fiber network going stronger. We're in a partnership with the Decatur Public Schools to get our fiber that the city owns linked to Decatur Public School buildings. So that's pretty exciting. We had a lot going on. And one of the bigger things, right before the pandemic, Brian, or just as it was emerging, we have a plan to replace police cars. And Chief Getz had, you know, we were ready to go. We were going to approve buying 6 police cars. We put it on a back burner for what we thought was going to be a couple of months, and it was not. So it's been a year. So we're finally getting those 6 police cars up and going. And those are critically important because, while you and I may not have been driving much in the last year, police cars, police vehicles, we're driving more than ever. We've had more, you know, crimes. We've had more fires. Our public safety vehicles are critically important, because I got to tell you something. If you need a cop, you want his car to be able to run. And we got in a situation back in the recession of 08, 09, where we stopped replacing police cars. And then when we needed police cars, we had to replace a whole bunch all at once. And it was very, very expensive, because these are not your typical wind-up cars. These have a lot going on in them. And they're expensive and they're important.
All right, Mayor, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning, Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.